before you make Avdolah. Kach mafsikin lavdolah. That's what it said over the name of Shmuel. Is my mafsikin? What does it mean that's a losh of mafsikin you have to stop? Lav lakira shulchan. Doesn't the losh of mafsikin here mean like Rabbi Yehuda's loshin before? That we said according to Rabbi Yehuda, mafsikin means you have to stop your meal, take away the whole table, bench, and then start over again. So the chur, this is not like Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul just said. Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul just said that all you have to do is just purvis mapa, leave everything there, leave the table there, just throw something over the lechem, over the table, and you can make kiddush. So we hear the saying over the name of Rabbi Yehuda, not of Shmuel, not like that. Here it's Masha Mastikin. The mama shav to be mafsik, stop the suda, take away the whole table.
Why would Rabbi Yehuda quote Shmuel saying that Allah isn't like kids?
That's a different, there's not the Tana. This is an Amoira. Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul is an Amoira. That's a later, it's a different person. Rabbi Yehuda is a Tana, you're right, it's not the same person. So I call upon him, Kach Zot Rashbam, Mr. Rashbam, Kach Mavsikin Lavdola. Imoyil Misubim Mishabis, Adalaila. People having Shalashudis, up until the night time. Is Alocha Mavsikin Achilosin Mavdilim. They have to stop when it comes to time to make Avdola. The Mamash have to stop their Suda, and they have to make Avdola. Is my love Akira Shulchan? Doesn't it mean a lashon of Akira Shulchan here? Well, me de koma, since it says Kishem Shemasikin Mechlad Loisagi V'Mapa, Mashman, the same way you have to stop for Kiddush, you have to stop for Avdolah. So Chorus Mashman by Kiddush also. You mamash have to stop those Suda, take away the table. That's not like a Yehuda Mashmul. So Marin says Loi L'Mapa. Here also, even though it says Loshem Afsikin, Afsikin just means when it comes Laila, when it comes Shabbos now, stop your meal. Just throw the tablecloth over, cover up the bread on the table, and make kiddush, and then continue on. And the same thing, Bavdola. Yeah. So tomorrow, Rabba Barafuna ikloy levei Resh Galusa. Rabba Barafuna went to visit Resh Galusa, and when he went to Resh Galusa, is Aiso Taku Kamei. They brought in front of him a plate, like a table in front of him, and Aiso says it was Friday afternoon. That's when they brought this suda to start. Poras mapa v'kiddush. When it came now, this could be lav dafka Friday afternoon. This could be Friday night for Shabbos. When they came home from shul, when they came in, what they did first was they put the table in front of them. And the table must have food on it. So before he went to make kiddush, first he did was poras mapa v'kiddush. He spread over a cover over that bread, and then he made kiddush. Let's see Rashbam. Hoki Gassinim. Rabba Rafuni Ikloy Lavesh Kalusa. I said that like I made Paras Mavu Kiddush. I know I'm working. Hoki Purusha. Rabba Rafuni Ikloy Lavesh Kalusa. Flohoyu Oichlan Kaidim Chashecha. We're not talking about that we're having this Suda Friday afternoon. Uliyaka Shiyotsu Besa Knesset Tekshech. That we're talking about they came home from Shul. Is I see Takla Kame. When they came home after davening Shabbos by night, they brought the table in front of him. Hey, V.O.S. Apostle of Shulchan. They brought the Shulchan with bread on it. K'may Shana Waisim Kaidim Kiddush. The way we do also before Kiddush. Before Kiddush, we have the Lechem on the bread. So what is the Lechem on the table? Is Paras Ma'ap Al Shulchan. So right now we took a cloth and he covered up the Lechem. V'yachak Kach Kiddush, that's all he did. Then after he covered up the bread, the Lechem, then he went to make Kiddush. In other words, really, really, Rabbi Bafuna, it would have been his own house, he would have said a better case. Don't bring the bread in on the table altogether until after Kiddush. Like we'll see later. Really, he holds when you make Kiddush, you shouldn't have any bread on the table at all. Now, here that they already brought the bread on the table, therefore, what he did was he covered up the bread to make it as if it's not there, and then he made Kiddush. Lefikach, therefore, poras mapa lechem. What he did was he covered up the bread. V'hainu kein tzilik shulchan. That's as if he took it away, he took the table away from him. Ukemi sheinoi. It's as if the bread is not here at all. For Raya Ladov, what's the Raya Shkainoisim? Gutonim Asisim's Raya Ladov, that Moizgun Loi Kais Rishon, this Mashmah Seder by night. First, to make Kiddush, you pour Moslem Kais Rishon, you pour the Kais to make the Kiddush. And for his later, they bring the table that has the vegetables on it. Matul v'chazeres. Mechlal etzuraya diyad hash to layaisi. That up until then, the master, when you first make Kiddush, there was no table in front of you, or else even if there was a table, there was no food at all on the table. So, the time of what's the reason why? Could a priest beshutis? Because of Uhochi. The Kroyve Takim Mekamid Lakadish, Lekedusha de Shabbat lemek ravinim. Before you make kiddush Friday by night, don't bring the table near you. Now, our maaser is we don't have a table to take out and take in. The time of the Gemara, they used to do was they used to have a special portion in front of everybody. Everybody had a small table brought in front of you, so it's like nothing to take it out to take it in again. So mikra radin, you shouldn't have the table bechlal in front of you b'shas you come to make kiddush. My timer, what's the reason why? It's nice that first make Kiddush, and now if you invited Shabbos in, now you bring the table to you, like now you bring in the Suda, Lekovit Shabbos. So that's a nicer way to do it. But let's say they already brought the table to you before you make Kiddush, you don't have to take the table out away. You could just do is just cover up the lechem the way we do, or mekadish. That don't bring the table until first you make kiddush. Let's say by mistake they did bring the table beforehand. Parasol of mapo mekadish. The answer is cover up the bread. And the Rashbam learns that makes it as if the bread is not here at all. So therefore you're making kiddush on an empty table. Then after you make kiddush, like after you invited the Shabbos here, now the crew for the covered of Shabbos, now you uncover the lechem. This is our minig, well, one of the reasons why we cover up the bread, cover up the lechem. Today that it should be considered if the lechem is not here yet, and first after Kiddush, that's when it's first considered we're bringing the lechem to the table, liyakura the Shabbos. That's called Yabi Mechabed the Shabbos. So that was this maaser again. The Rabbi Bar Afuna went to Resh Galusa, and they brought in front of him this taka kamei. So it was before Kiddush. So you don't have to send the table away. What you do is just paras mapa the Kiddush. That's all you have to do. Tanya Nam Yochi have arrived for this also. Shein Nevi'en Es HaShulchan El Im Kem Kiddush. That Metchila, you don't bring the Shulchan into the room Shabbos by night until first you make Kiddush. In other words, make the Kiddush without a table there. And after you make Kiddush, then you bring the table in. V'im Havi, let's say they brought the table in before you make Kiddush. Lachar is, Peres Mapa Makadish. You don't have to take the table out. It's enough just to cover up the lechem. And that's considered as if you took the table out. And then after Kiddush, then you won't cover the lechem. That's called you bring the lechem now on the table, Yikura the Shabbos. The Maratani Chod. We learned the one brisa. Shovin. Posit Shovin here means both Reb Yosi and Reb Yehuda are both Moida. Shein Maschilin. You're not allowed to start eating. At some point, Churit means Samach Lemincha, you're not allowed to start eating. V'tan Yidach, another brisa says, Shovin Shemaschilin. That they're both to them, Reb Yehuda and Reb Yosi are both Moida, you could start eating. So Churit's a mud number, they're still in the brises. Are they both the Moida you could, or they both Moida you can't start eating? So must have the righteous treater. Bishlei mahod etoni shavin shein maschilin. That the first brisa says both Reb Yehuda and Reb Yosi are both moida. You're not allowed to start eating yisuda. Somach lemincha ketanom. That means at 3 o'clock. Mishkachas lo b'erev haPesach. Tell you that comes out good on erev haPesach. Like we said before, that even though Reb Yosi holds on a regular erev Shabbos, you're allowed to eat continuously up until mishatechshach. But on Erev Pesach, Reb Yosi is also moida. You have to stop eating mitchila. You can't start eating min amid samach lemincha. When it comes to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're not allowed to start eating then. So that's good. The first brisa, both Reb Yehuda, which holds every Erev Shabbos that way, and Reb Yosi is moida. Are called upon by Erev Pesach. You're not allowed to start eating min amid samach lemincha. That's good. The first brisa. Elohod the Tanya. What's John the second brisa? The second brisa says Elohod the Tanya. Shovin, they're both moida, shemaschilin. They're both moida, you're allowed to start eating. Amos, when are you allowed to start eating? Forget, Reb Yosi Shita is that even on a regular era of Shabbos, a regular era of Yom Tov, you're not allowed to start eating after Misamach Lemincha. Even on the era of Shabbos, you can't start eating after 3 o'clock. So how could the Brisa say that both moida, Reb Yehuda is moida, Reb Yosi, you're allowed to start eating? Reb Yehuda Shita is you're not allowed to start eating. After Gemara, Amos, Inayim of Erev Shabbos. If you want to tell me, we're talking about Erev Shabbos. Ha'miflat pligi. That was the machlekes that Reb Yehuda said. You're not allowed to start eating Samach Lemincha even on a regular Erev Shabbos. So how could the Brisa say that both Moed you were allowed to start eating? And the Merolakash, that's not so shver. Hatel Yakan Koidim Tisha, Kan Liyacha Tisha, Hinachanami. That after Tisha, then Rabbi Yehuda Shita is on a regular Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to start eating then. But before Tisha, before the beginning of the 10th hour, that before 3 o'clock, even Rabbi Yehuda is Moida, that you are allowed to start eating then. So that's Shabbos price, that both Moida, you're allowed to start eating before Tisha, before 3 o'clock. So Rashi, the Rashbam, Shein Maschilin, the Rashbam, Toni Chod Shavin, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, the Pligliel, Bein Bachilas Erev Shabbos, Min HaMincha L'mala, Bein Basokom, Shein Maschilin, Lecho Min HaMincha L'mala, Mishkachas Lo Be'erva Pesach, could have come, like you said before, the Afilu Rabbi Yossi Moedi Be'erva Pesach, and Kan Koidim Tisha. What does that mean? Shavin Shein Maschilin Lecho. That even on a regular Erev Shabbos, before 3 o'clock, you are allowed to start eating. And Rashbam holds, once you start eating before 3 o'clock, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to continue eating up until the night time. It's according to Rabbi Yossi, you're allowed to mamash continue your meal up until 11, 12 o'clock at night. And whenever you get finished, then you'll stop to make Kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda's shita was just that you have to stop at Techshach. When it comes to Misha Techshach, Rabbi Yehuda's shita was mafsikin. You have to mamash stop your suda, bench, take away the table, make Kiddush, and then bring back a new table. But up until Misha Techshach, you are allowed to continue eating. So that's the Kiddush of this Braisa. Even though Rabbi Yehuda holds on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to start eating. So Samach L'mincha, at 3 o'clock, you're not allowed to start eating. But the Kiddush of this Braisa is saying, Lu Yitzuya, they started to eat before 3 o'clock. Then Rabbi Yehuda is married, you're allowed to continue eating. Mamash Acha Techshach. That's the Rabbi Yehuda. So you have a case where they're both married, you're allowed to start eating. And once you start, your mamash can continue on. Acha Techshach. Friday night after davening, used to make kiddush at shul. It's those people, oisam b'nei yodom, shekitchu b'beis haknesses. They make kiddush Friday night in shul. Is on my Rav's, Rav holds like this. Yidei yayin lo yotzu. They're not yotzu mitzvahs yayin, but yidei kiddush yotzu. They yotzu the dim kiddush. Kiddush, they heard kiddush, they yotzu kiddush, but yayin they're not yotzu. So we'll see what that means. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no. Af yidei kiddush lo yotzu. Shmuel says, you know what? Not even yotzu kiddush. The Kura is no kiddush in Mokim Suda. Since you don't have your Suda there in Shul, it's not a Mokim kiddush, you're not even yotzu your mitzvahs kiddush either. But Rav holds no. Rav holds you are yotzu mitzvahs kiddush. So to Rashbam here. Rashbam. Shekid Shul Beis HaKnesses. Hu kiddush shemakadish liyach tziba b'leil Shabbos Yom Tovim Beis HaKnesses. First, it was a minig that in shul, the shliach tzibah, the chazin, used to make kiddush. Is yidei kiddush yotze halt rav. Af al pish l'shosu. Even though he didn't even drink the wine. The kain malon, ta'amakadish sorach shayitim. Usually, whoever makes kiddush, he has to be toim, he has to drink the wine. Im loitoyim el echad mehem yotze kulam, yidei chavosim. But if he doesn't drink, just somebody else drinks, it helps for everybody. Kudamucha b'yerevim, mishloi b'chom ma'arvim. Whoever wants to be Yotze Kiddush out the Rashbam, every one of them has to be told to taste the yayin. In such a case, they do not have to make Kiddush again in the house. Rav Shita is, you do not have to make Kiddush B'davka B'mokim Suda. So Friday night in Shul, even though that's not the place where you're going to make a Suda, still, you heard the Kiddush and you tasted it, you're Yotze Day Kiddush. Hilkach, afagav lo yochol b'beis haknesses nafki. You yotze mitzvahs kiddush according to Rav. Now, what does it mean? Yidei yayin lo yotze. That means shim yesh lem yayin b'beisam lishtois. If they have wine in the house, chayovim levorach baruch yagofen. That's what Rashbam learns. That if they come home and they want to drink wine in the house, they have to make again a bracha on the yayin. They have to make a baruch yagofen. Sheinam pturim b'brichas hakoy shol shkias yayin sheshoso b'beis haknesses. And the kiddush is they're not yes, even though in shul they heard kiddush and they heard the bar priya gofen. And the Rashbam says everyone tasted it there. You have to taste from the yayin. So it's considered like you yourself made the bracha bar priya gofen. Still, when you go home, you have to make another bracha. Me'achas she'okrimim koymei tehevelei hesachadas. There's nakira samokim shinu mokim. You're going to two different places, so you hesachadas. You start to think about something else in between. V'tzaruch levarach. You have to make another bracha on yayin when you get home. But if somebody makes kiddush at his own house, al shechoni b'shabbis ein tzoruch levorach al hayayin shepteich hasudim. When you make your baruch priagafen for kiddush, then later in the middle of the meal you decide to have more wine, you don't have to make another bracha. Shirei proch hayayin shelofnei hasudim. Because since you made a baruch priagafen for kiddush before the meal, that's the halacha. Kedetanya v'ketzim levorachim beruch al hayayin shelofnei hamazon. Whoever made a bracha baruch priagafen before the suda, it is halacha potur as hayayin shelachar hamazon. He even pots the wine he drinks after the suda. Or mukula b'gemara b'shabbos v'yom tovim hoyel v'yadim kaveyas adosn alayin. The svara there is only if you made a baruch priagafen before the meal, and you're such a person that usually you always have wine even throughout the meal. So then we say that's what when you made the baruch priagafen before the meal is even to have in mind the wine you can eat later. Now the Gemara there says, but on Shabbos and Yom Tov that applies to everybody, because usually you kaveyas suda Shabbos on yayin. So a normal person, when he makes the baruch priagafen for kiddush, he has in mind also to drink the wine in the middle of the meal. If somebody never drinks wine in the middle of the meal, and he made his baruch priagafen, he did not have in mind to drink, and for some strange reason, something happened, he started to drink, could be then you would have to make a bracha. So only because usually people are kaveya the suda on yayin, so when you make a bracha on kiddush before the suda, we say for sure you have in mind that the wine you drink in the middle of the meal, you yaitse with this bracha. This is Rav Shita. Rav holds Taka according to Rashbam that you yaitse mitzvah kiddush in shul and you don't need kiddush from makom suda. Shmuel says no. After the kiddush lo yotzu. So that's Rashbam. After the kiddush lo yotzu. Kiddushinon time like kemerik. More will soon explain because Shmuel Shita is ain kiddush elav makom suda. You can only be yaitse mitzvah kiddush after in a place where you can eat your suda. Well, if you saw before on Taisa, even if you already ate your suda, but that's the makom where ate your suda, it's also called kiddush from makom suda. The Yosef, the pasuk says, the karos on the Shabbos oinig. When you call out Shabbos means you make kiddush, it should be oinig. That means b'makom shata kareya le Shabbos, at the place that you call out Shabbos, kolayma kriya the kiddush, at the place when you're going to make kiddush, sham tay oinig. That's the place where shabbi oinig. Enjoy your meal. Medrashu, this is a drasha. That's one shot. Inami svari. It's not a drosh, it's not a svara. Midiikva kiddush al yayin. Since the loch rid, you're supposed to make kiddush dafka on yayin. Kivatangla kamam, we learned later. The pasuk says, zachreya wala yayin. And we dash in zachreya wala yayin. You're supposed to make kiddush only on yayin. Is mistama al yayin shevasha suda hook for the choshev. It's mistavra, which type of a yayin are you supposed to make kiddush on? You're supposed to make yayin, a kiddush on a yayin that's b'toich ha-suda, near a suda. Because the wine you drink, by saying, in the middle of the meal, or right before the meal, that's a chashav ashtiyah. That's a more chashav a yayin. So that's a svara why kiddush has to be b'mokim suda. So therefore, Shmuel says, if you make kiddush in shul, you're not yoti, they kiddush. Because that's not called the kiddush b'mokim suda. So we'll stop here, but then the first the more is the kasha then. Let's see a little bit later. For the more, two kash, el l'rav, lomol el kiddush b'beisei. According to Rav, if people heard Kiddush and Shul, the Yaitzah, when they go home, how come the minig was to make Kiddush again? Before they heard Kiddush already. So the Elohaitzi, born of a B'nai Beisan. And Echnami, he himself wouldn't have to, but since he has a wife or children home and didn't hear Kiddush yet, he makes for them. Oh, Shmuel, Lomel, Lekdushe, the Beit Kiddushe, according to Shmuel, since you're not Yaitzah, mitzvah Kiddush, he's saying there's no Kiddush in Mokim Suda, so why is there such a minig to make Kiddush and Shul? Don't make altogether. And the Gemara lafuka yachim midecha vosan to yachlo v'shosu v'gonu bei kenishtem. But there was a minig then that the poor people at least used to all eat and have the suda at shul. There were people that used to eat there. So for those people that don't know how to make kiddush, the shliach tziba used to make kiddush for them. But then echnami was only meant if there are some people that are going to eat there the suda. So for those people it's called kiddush v'mokim suda. That's why they make kiddush for them. But the shliach tziba that made kiddush, since for he himself, he was not having his suda here. His taka is not the Yotzi Dei Kiddush. Kiddush didn't help for him. But the Kiddush helps for those people, because they have a dinner Shemei Koina. Since they heard the Kiddush, it lies as if they themselves made the Kiddush. And since they themselves are eating here in Shul, they have a right to be Yotzi with this Kiddush. That's why there was a minig to make Kiddush in Shul.
Yeah, just back on the sugya before a little bit, that we had that what Vishovin, or one girl said, the Tanya Namihochi, Shein Nevi'en Es HaShulchan Elim Kem Kiddush. Hey, Tamatchila, you're not supposed to bring the table until after you make Kiddush Friday night. So Taisa speaks out, for all the Yom HaBechol Kisvei, Motzah, Shulchan, Orach, Malach, Toi, Vaymer, that when you come home from shul and you have the table all prepared, so the Malach Toiv says like it's good, so mashma the shulchan has to be prepared before Kiddush. So Toiv says like kosher. The yorachu b'mokim achra means it could be prepared in a different room. Ach ein mevi'enoy selamokim sude adacha Kiddush. Just you don't bring in the table to the place where you make Kiddush until after you make Kiddush. Because like the Shulta says, like the Rashbam brought down, there's an Indian to bring the Suda after you Mekadesh Shabbos, that's called coming the Kovet Shabbos. The Torah says, V'yachshav, though, what's our meaning now? That Shulchanu Shalonu Shem G'dolim Yosim Midai. Our tables now are very big tables. V'kosha Lavi Yamacha Kiddush. It'll be very hard to bring them into the room after you make Kiddush. Shlo Lahavsei Kol Kach Ben Kiddush L'Suda. You should not make such a big break between after you make Kiddush and the Suda. He also is Mashu from Taisus. Right after you make Kiddush, you should go to have Yisuda. Is therefore on a regilim lifrei smapa ula kaddish. Therefore, our meaning is that the table stays in the room. We just cover up the bread and the challah, and then we make Kiddush. V'yatama first b'shultes ki hecha de tehevi sudasa b'yikurva de shabbatam. That's considered that the Suda is coming now to cover the Shabbos. Then Taisus says v'yesh meforish zeicha lemon. Another reason why we cover the challah on Shabbos is to remembrance of the mon. That the mon did not come down on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Voyetal milmata or milmalo milmata v'yamon b'intayim. That it was dew on top and dew on bottom of the mon, and the mon was in between. So by us also we have a covering on top, and the tablecloth itself is underneath it, and the chal is in between. That's called zeichel mon. Now going back to the beginning of the Mishnah lahalocha. Okay, so what the first Mishnah started off again to say that Erev Psochim Somuch Lemincha Lo Yochal Od Matcha Techshach. That on Erev Pesach near Mincha Ketana, which is 3:30, so near that means a half an hour before that, starting the beginning at 3 o'clock, is Lo Yochal Od, you're not supposed to eat. Now we spoke out already Tosfos, what does it mean you're not supposed to eat? Hey, stam mina targima, stam peris, little fruits and vegetables you are allowed to eat. So Tosfos comes out, the Yisra here is talking about Matzah Ashirim. On Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat Matzah Ashirim, like egg matzah, because that will fill you up. Now, Lamaisa Lalocha, we know not to eat egg matzah on Pesach, or even Erev Pesach, not to eat egg matzah, it's after the Zman Yisra, because we're afraid maybe it does have chametz. Only people that have had to eat egg matzah would have been a geto, if somebody is a chayil or sick. But for healthy people, our minig is not to eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach, when it's a Zman Issa Chometz. Therefore, the mitzvah of the locha wouldn't be that nogeya. It'll only be nogeya if you want to eat some type of cake. Anything that has chamesh saminim on it, that we should not eat from 3 o'clock and on. Who are then who be mutter to take a little bit meat, or a little bit fish, or eggs, that would also be mutter. If the only thing that's also to eat from 3 o'clock and on would be types of cake. Something made with chamesh haminim that's cooked with May Paris, that will be also to fill yourself up or to eat on Erev Pesach at 3 o'clock and on. Now, since the reason why we do not eat is that we're supposed to be hungry at night in order to eat the matzah l'teyogon, so everybody has to know himself how much like even Paris or fruits or vegetables or meat should eat on Erev Pesach. Everybody has to know himself he should not eat that much in order that when it comes at night for the Seder, he should still be hungry and have a want and eat the matzah behidu. Now then the Mishnah says, Atche Tershach, you're not allowed to eat up until nighttime, which means Tzeitzik Echovim. So Tosfos speaks out here that Makshinon, Amai Yitzvach Atche Tershach, Pshita, what does he have to say it for? V'yoyed the Bigmora Gabi Shabosu Yom Tev Lekotoni Lo. By regular Shabbos and Yom Tov, it never says you can't eat up until Tzeitzik Echovim. So therefore, Tosfos says, we hold a loch like this, it's only a din in Hilchas Matzah that you can't start eating matzah up until it becomes Vaday night, until after Tzeitzik Echovim. K'retanya b'tesefta, ha-pesach u-matzir u-morur, mitzvoson mishetechshach. Heis the mitzvah, Pesach by night, to eat the Pesach and the matzah and the morur, is only at night time. V'taymah, what is the reason? Meshul Nusiv, because the Pasuk says, V'yochlo es ha-boso ba-laylo ha-zeh. Mashma what lailo hazeh at night time, that's the zman to eat the korban pesach. Umatzah umorur iskeshu lepesach. And matzah umorur has the same din like a korban pesach, that you should only eat it when it's night time. So Tosfos avosudi shabbos v'yom tovim motzi ochlu meboijoy. This is Tosfos first pshat that a suda on a regular shabbos is you were makabel shabbos early, even though it's before shkia, as long as it's after plag hamincha. You're allowed to eat the whole Suda, and you are yoytze mitzvahs a Suda Shabbos, even though it's mivoy joim. And so it's mashma, even if you eat your whole Suda, even if you bench before Shkia, still you would be yoytze. However, l'maisa locha, there are some shittas that on Shabbos, if you do eat the Suda early, you should be makpir to at least eat a kezayis later when it becomes a Vade night. At least one kezayis to have. But I call upon him by Pesach, the mitzvahs v'davka tita matzah morer and pesach when it's vada laila. Talamaisin achrenim it's a shala. What about to make kiddush? For Tosfos mashma, just the korban pesach or at least bezman hazeh the matzah you have to eat when it's vada laila. But what about the loch of kiddush? So Talamaisin the mechaba paskins that even kiddush you should only make when it's vada laila. The mechaba says at the end of nisimin tufay in beis. The end of Sifka Nalef, the Mechaba says, Avol lo yoyma kiddush ad shetechshach. It's even kiddush by the night of Pesach, you should not say kiddush until the Sfadai Laila, until the Sfadai Chovim. But right after Sfadai Chovim, Enechnami, then you should make kiddush, like we'll see later on, you should do it right away. Now, what's Nageya to regular Erev Shabbos, if you want a Kaveya Siddur start to eat, me a Samach Lamincha, the Mechaba Paskins and Simon Reish Mem Tes, Sivkon Beis, that the only Yisr is on Erev Shabbos Mikra Din is to be Kaveya a big Suda. Something that you're not roggle in the middle of the week, that you should not be Kaveya on Erev Shabbos Mina Mincho Lamala. L'mosho to make a Chasna then, or to make a Suda's Bris Milo or a Suda's Pidgin Aben. Mashenkin, the normal Suda, the normal meal that you have every day, that Mikra Din we hold, Vaisas like Rabbi Yossi, that you are allowed to start eating the meal even after Mincha Katana. Like he says, Avol afilu sudu shirogu bo b'choyol kol ayoy mutu lahascha min adin as mikra din mipasna grab yoysi. But the Mechaba does say Avol mitzvah lihimona milikvoya sudu shinoyik bo b'choyol mitesh shoy salamala. But it's a mitzvah to stop not to start eating a meal on Friday from 3 o'clock and on. Hey, mitay shoyes lamal, you should not be kaveya even a regular lunch. If you do not eat it until then, at 3 o'clock, you should not start eating the suda. Kaveya seh poshet means on bread to wash. You should not start washing after 3 o'clock on Friday. Which this is shoyes manis, but they speak out that avad everybody has to know himself. Lamoshel in the winter, when it gets dark much faster, you should not be kaveya suda even before that. Today the Ikar is you should know yourself that you should have a type, you should have a want, should have desire to eat the Sudas or the Suda on Friday night on Shabbos. Because whatever it is, you should not fill yourself too much on Friday afternoon, because you should know that there's a mitzvah to have the Suda Shabbos by night, and you should make sure that you'll still be hungry by Shabbos by night by the Suda. But even this minig is only not to start to eat after 3 o'clock. But let's say you started to eat before 3 o'clock, before Tesha Shois, and Echnami Dem Mikra Din, you do not have to stop. You can continue eating on up until Shabbos. However, like we just said, a person should know himself, and Mitchila, like you should not eat that much, today that you should still have a noinig, you still have a taiva, you should have an appetite to eat the Suda Shabbos by night. Now, Mikra Din, let's say you started your Suda, you started to eat an Erev Pesach, Bizman Heter. In other words, you started to eat before 3 o'clock. Hu Adin on Erev Shabbos, you started to eat before 3 o'clock, before Tesha Shois. So, Mikra Din, we hold, you're allowed to continue on eating up until Lacha Tershach. So, the Shalom, what do we have to do? We had a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yossi said, Ein Mafsikin. You do not have to stop your meal. You can continue your meal. And you first worry about making Kiddush after you finish your meal. That was Rabbi Yossi Shita. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, Mafsikin, you have to stop. You have to bench right now. When it becomes Shabbos or beginning of Pesach, you have to bench and take away the table and then start to make Kiddush. Now, how do we hold halacha? Halacha, we pass in the way Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, that he said, Ein halacha like Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yosi, el peris mapo mekadesh. That's the way we hold. That if you started your meal before Bishas Eter, and the meal continues on, all you have to do now is in the middle of the meal, just stop and cover the bread and make Kiddush right now, and then you can continue your meal. And now we hold that, let's say, like you were eating beforehand, before Shabbos, and the Suda continued on. So we say now you have to stop now to make Kiddush. Now we hold if you made a Bar Priyagofen before, in the beginning of the meal you drank already wine, now when you stop to make Kiddush, you do not have to make again a Bar Priyagofen. Rather, just start off now making the Kiddush. However, after you make Kiddush, it's a Shiloh, you have to make again Hamotzi when you start eating the bread. One sheet there is, since you stopped, you made a Hefsik to make Kiddush, and once you start to make Kiddush, like you're not allowed to eat until you make the Kiddush, so that's called like a Hefsik, you'd have to make Hamotzi again. And the other sheet there is, no, since Lamais, you're still in the middle of the same meal, you do not have to make another Hamotzi. And since it's a Sofik Brochus, Lechul here, we would go to Hokil and say that you would not have to make another Hamotzi after you make Kiddush. Yeah, then we have the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. If you make Kiddush in Shul, even though you do not plan to have the Suda there, are you Yoytza the Mitzvah's Kiddush or not? That according to Rav held you are Yoytza Mitzvah's Kiddush. His Rav holds you do not have to have Kiddush for Mokum Suda. And Shmuel says, no, the Kiddush you make in Shul, since you are not eating there, you are not Yoytza the Mitzvah's Kiddush. And when you go home, you have to make Kiddush over again. Because Shmuel holds, Ein Kiddush Hela B'mokim Suda. Now, Tosa speaks out, Yidei Kiddush Yotsu. Tosa says, Afal Pish Leshosu, even though he did not drink from the Kais, Rak Sheyitam HaMavorach, only the person that makes the Bracha drank from it, or Yafilu Echad Mehem, or else even one of the other ones drink. Now, Tosa Sheetra is, as long as somebody drank from the Kais, you are Yotsu Yidei Kiddush. Like it's mashed in the Gemara in Ervin. Whoever wants to be Yotze Kiddush from the Kais should drink from the Kais. But that's only in Lechatchila. But with the Evad, as long as somebody drank from the Kais that Kiddush was made on, you are Yotze the Mitzvah's Kiddush. How much do you have to drink from the Kais? That we say you have to drink a Moli Lugmov, which is a half of a mouthful. But if nobody drinks a mole lugmov, the locher is you are not yoytze kiddush and you have to make kiddush over again. And this is a din liikuva, that from the kais of kiddush that you make, at least a metchila, at least one person has to drink the mole lugmov. But the evidence, if a few people drank from that kais, all the drinking together could be equaled up to a mole lugmov, you would also be yoytze de kiddush. But if just the person that makes kiddush just takes one little sip and does not drink a molly lugma of the kais, and nobody else drinks either, then the loch is you are not yoytze kiddush. Now Tosis says, v'nira da locha k'shmuel. Here it comes out that the loch is like Shmuel. The yomer ain kiddush el b'mokim sudim. Like we pass on alocha. The yaf agab Tosis says, the b'yalma locha k'rav b'yisuri. Usually we pass on like rav b'yichas yisurim. V'gam rav yechin and sovla kamon k'rav. Rav yechin also knows like rav later. Tosis says, hoch alocha k'shmuel. Here you should know the locher is like Shmuel. The Rav Huna, the Rabba, the Abaya, Kula, Savri, B'Samach, Ein Kiddush, El B'Mokim Sudim. There are a lot of man the Yomim soon that hold this Yisoid of Ein Kiddush like Shmuel, Ein Kiddush, El B'Mokim Sudim. The Rein Posseg, the Megillah Storim, also Ein Kiddush, El B'Mokim Sudim. So Tosha says now, according to Shmuel, the Yahamekadesh, Shedait Alech, El B'Mokim Acher, if somebody makes Kiddush here, and he himself has in mind to eat someplace else, is Yochol Lohitzi Esoichlim Shom. You're allowed to be Moitzi, the people that want to eat here, to the two heavy Mokim Sudim. Because these people that want to eat here, even though you're not eating here, but for the people that are eating here, for them this is called the Mokim Sudim. So if they hear the Kiddush, they could be Yotze. V'chein Mashma, the Mistom Echim Nayir, who you Mekadosh Rebbe Sekinesis, O Moitzi Orchim, because that's Mashma from the Gemara here. That somebody, the Shliach Tzibur, made the Kiddush in Shul, and he was Moitzi the Orchim, the people that ate their Suda in the Shul itself. So even though the person that's making the Kiddush, for him it's not called a Kiddush B'Mokim Suda, so even though he's not Yoytze the Mitzvah, but I call upon him, he could be Moitzi the other people, because they hear his Kiddush, and it's considered like they made the Kiddush, And since they are eating here, for them it's considered a kiddush b'mokam sudim. So he says, Nabeheicha delek orchim samach lebeis haknesses. If there are no orchim, no guests that are going to sit and eat the suda in the beis haknesses, or mashmi even samach right next to it, so Tosis ain lekadish. Then you should not make kiddush in shul to have a bracha levatola, because it's a wasted bracha. The kain mulon kishmul, because we hold like Shmuel. That old what ain kiddush ela b'mokam suda. So he says, V'yein loyma b'mekadish kan adash roitz alecha b'mokam achar. Don't say if you haven't dashed, eat someplace else right away. That should be enough. For how the pligi the stomach, and that Al Gemara's machlekes is when you don't have in mind right now to go eat your suda someplace else. Don't say that's pshan Shmuel. Why? Me the porach. Since the Gemara right away asked the question, the Gemara asked the question according to Shmuel. Why do you have to make kiddush in shul? Let the Gemara answer. You know why you can make kiddush in shul? Because you have in das to go home and eat your suda right away, so therefore you're making your kiddush now helps for the place you can eat your suda later. So it's mashma no, that since there's a hefsek in between, so if you make kiddush here, al manas to eat your suda someplace else, you are not yoytze kiddush. That's no good. Again, you have to make your kiddush in the place where you are going to have your suda. Now Taisa says, Umiyo mi mokim la mokim abaye sechad. Let's say you're in one house, you're in baye sechad. You want to go like from one place of the room to the other place. You're going me'igruli arya, from upstairs to downstairs. Nira de moedish shmuel, im kiddish bigrok, de lecho biarya, de choshev kiddish b'mokim suda. If you make kiddish upstairs, al manas di downstairs, since you're in the same house, that is considered kiddish b'mokim suda. V'chein mu'chach b'yishalmi, to come Rabbi Yaakov b'shem shmuel, kiddish b'bayis zeh, v'nimlech lecho b'bayis achar, sorach lekaddish. If you make kiddush in this house and you decided to have your meal in another house, that's no good. You have to make kiddush over again. Rav Acha b'shem Rav Yishai Yomar, Rav, mi shesukosoi arev olav. Somebody enjoys to eat in the sukkah. Is mekadish leil yom tov achim abeisai. La shmini atzeres. There's no more mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, so he's supposed to make kiddush in his house. Then after he makes kiddush, we olav yechal b'sukkosi. He can go upstairs and eat the meal upstairs. So you see, you're making kiddush in the house, and you're having yisudu upstairs. Since it's all in the same house, that's all right. Yeah, then Tosis ends off and says that kosav b'shem rav neturnoi yigoyin b'tshuvos that mekadishim abeis hakneses, whoever makes a kiddush in shul, the noisin otoch enov, and he looks in with his eyes into the yayin, is the refuah, it's a type of refuah. K'diyomar, Psiya Gasten, and tell us Echad Mitovkuf Mior Einov. If a person takes big steps, it takes away from his eyesight. And the Gemara Bracha says, V'Emus Mahadrilei, when do you get back your eyesight? It says, V'Kiddush Tevei Shimshem, by making Kiddush. V'Miyos Ataisis B'Yavi Ezri Kosev Dohai Refuam Motzle Neved B'Kiddush Rebeisei. Slav Davka, the Kiddush you do in Shul, even the Kiddush you make in your house also could be Refuah if you look inside it with your eyes. Now, from Tosfos it's mashma that like bizman hazeh, when nobody eats in the shul, it's talk of bracha levatola to make kiddush in shul. So according to Tosfos, ein chayim the minig should be not to make kiddush in shul. However, the Mechaber brings down in Siman Reis Samech Tes that noyagin lekaddush v'beis hakneses. There is such a minig, b'frat minig Ashkenazes like that, that they do make kiddush in shul Friday night. So the Mechaber says that v'yein lo mekadish litoy miyayin ha-kiddish, enech nami, the one, the shtirich tzibah that makes the kiddish, he should not drink from the kiddish, because l'maisa we hold that ain't kiddish al b'mokim suda. So since you are not eating here, this is not considered your suda. So since it's not called a good kiddish, you have no right to be toyim to taste the yayin either. So what should you do? Ah, you made a burr for your goffin. The yetzir is elamatim mol ha-kotin. You're supposed to give it to a kotin to eat, because you can't drink from it, the ain't kiddush al b'mokim suda. Aye, then the question is, if we talk a hold like Shmuel, the ain't kiddush al b'mokim suda, so why bechlal is there the minig to make the kiddush in shul? So the Mechaber says, u'mikoro l'niskun el b'shvil orchem d'yachli v'shosi, v'eknish l'otzim d'echavosim. That at the beginning, at like Tosis says in the Gemara's time, that there were people that used to eat in the shul or right next to the shul, so then they used to make kiddush to be made to them there. Now, today, nowadays, even though nobody eats in the shul, still, since there was once a takana to do it, they were masakin, you're supposed to do it, they did not take it back, and still the minig is to make kiddush in shul. So that's the minig why some people do, or some killers do, make kiddush in shul Friday night. The Valter was the minig mitchilo to do it, to be made to the people that eat there. So even though today nobody eats there, still we could make kiddush. Now the question is, we're making a, what do we do with the bar priyagofin? Chur it's a brochel of atolom. So in this we say either give it to tinaikis, give it to children that are there, and even if they're a tinik that shagil echinich, still you're allowed to let them drink from the yain. And if the case that there's no tinaikis, there's no kids at all in shul, then the eitzer is that the one that makes kiddush, he should drink at least a revius of the yain. Because if you drink a revius of the yain, then there are some shittas that consider that a kiddush b'mokim suda. A revius of yain is considered b'mokim suda. So then, Lamaisa, you are yaitza, your mitzvah's kiddush in shul. So even so, when you go home, you're allowed to make kiddush again, because in your house, Mistami, you have your wife there, you have your children there, that they do not hear kiddush yet. Therefore, you have a right to be moitzi them with kiddush saying it over again. If there are no children at all in shul, then the one that makes kiddush, he should make sure to drink at least the revius of the yayin, so it should not be called like an isser of drinking before making kiddush. Because if you don't drink a revius, you're not yoytzi a day kiddush, because ain't kiddush el b'mokum suda. Where's your suda? But if you drink a revius of the wine, which is at least 3.3 ounces, then our koponim, it could be samech or some shit that consider that b'mokum suda. So you are yoytzi a day kiddush, therefore you are allowed to drink the yayin. Now, Lamai said, after we give it to kids to drink, it's like a shayla, should the kid be a gila chinuch? Can the kid be even 6 or 7 years old? Or else dafka shlehi gila chinuch? Because the question is, if the kid is already a gila chinuch, is already 6 or 7 years old, so how could we give him to drink yayin? Nuhuri, he is not yaitz's mitzvah's kiddush either. And the law is, you're not allowed to give a kid to eat isser. So in this, the Morgan of Rum speaks out, the Bemison is no real isser here. You're not giving him any dovish isser, like you did make a bar priagofin. And you didn't make a bracha. There's only an inyan, you're not supposed to eat before you make kiddush. So the Magen Avraham wants to say there's no chinuch on this for a kid. That since a kid, if he's hungry, he has a right to eat, you do not have to be mechanech him not to eat before kiddush. Kedei shelo yechlesh liboy. And midah dehevi yatanisam, just like the mitzvah's tainis, we don't have an inyan of chinuch to make a kid fast on a tainis, because it's too hard for him. So who had in here also? It is not an inyan to be mechanech the kids not to eat before kiddush. Therefore, you are allowed to give them teeth even though it's before kiddush. So avada, like mitchila, there's no inyan bedafka to give them teeth. But if they do want to eat, if the kids are hungry, you are allowed to let them eat even before kiddush. This would be negeya Shabbos in the morning. Sometimes before you go to shul, you want your kids to eat breakfast, even though they did not make kiddush yet. You would be allowed to let them eat breakfast in the morning. Because since they're kids, it's hard for them to go without eating. So just like by tainis, by fasting, there's no inyan chinuch on your children, who are did not eat before kiddush is also no inyan of chinuch. Now, exactly what is considered kiddush b'mokim suda, savada mitchilu, the best thing is that the place where you're going to eat, that's the place where you should make kiddush. Like at the table where you're going to eat, you should make kiddush right there. Now exactly how much you have to eat to give it a shame, kiddush b'mokim suda, that a mitzvah we'll see later on. But, Lamasho, let's say you want to make kiddush in this room, in the house, and you have das to eat in the next room, like you want to make kiddush for some reason in the living room, and then you're going to eat your suda in the dining room. So, Lamaisa, if b'shas kiddush you have in mind that you're going to eat in the other room, since Lamaisa is all in one house, it's under one roof, then for sure you're yotze. And always the best thing is to do is to have in mind, to have das, that when you make kiddush, you should have das to know exactly which room where you're going to eat the suda. Who are then, if you have in mind, if you want to make kiddush inside the house, and you have das to eat the suda outside in the chotzer, that would also be good if you have this in mind. Who are then from upstairs to downstairs, it would also would be good. Just from one house to another house, that does not help. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah, as we see the next Gemara, next daf, we'll speak about more halachas about the sinyanim of kiddush b'mokim suda.
You're holding off Kufalos. Just the last Gemara again to say, the Shaila was again on days, on Kufam days, last Shaila was, Oysan b'nei Yodom shekidshu beit HaKnesses. There was a minig amol Friday night in Shul, used to make Kiddush. So Gemara says, Omar Rav says, Yideyayin lo yotzo. When you made a Borah Priya Gofen there, with that Borah Priya Gofen, you're not yotzo the wine you want to drink when you come home. When you come home, you have to make another mole again, Borah Priya Gofen. But you did Kiddush Yotza. When you heard Kiddush in Shul, you're Makayim the Mitzvah's Kiddush in Shul. That's Rav Shita.